Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. I'm your host, Tom Majeure, and this is the monthly theme, the April monthly theme. And today we have three things that we'll be talking about. We're going to go over the newsletter, the printed ministry news, Strong Tower Radio Ministry News with the lead author. We're also going to be talking about health remedies with Linda Clark. She is and her husband are coming to Cadillac, Michigan. They'll be at the 13th Street Seventh-day Adventist Church later in the month, and you will be amazed at the natural remedies that she will be presenting. It's an all-day free seminar. There's even a gift and lunch provided, so you'll want to make sure that you have a pen and paper ready and that you sign up to register for this event. And then the last segment will be Kara Brinziu. She's the director of the Cadillac Amen Free Dental, Optical, and Medical Clinic. And that you're right, folks, you heard it right. It's free. And that is, it will be in Cadillac, and you'll hear more about it. It will be the first Sunday of the month of April. With that in mind, I want to introduce Pastor Dick Bullock. Pastor Dick Bullock, welcome, and thank you so much for writing the cover article. We're doing the Fruits of the Spirit, and you chose self-control.
Thank you for asking me. I enjoyed that. I'm glad to be with you today.
Amen. I really enjoyed this article, and you will enjoy it too, listeners. You can sign up to be on our mailing list on our website, str.fm or strongtowerradio.org. Or you can go on our website and read this edition, the April edition, go into our newsletter file and see it. So, Pastor Bullock, will you lead us with a word of prayer?
Sure. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your word and the counsel it gives so that we can live lives of freedom and joy and self-control. Bless our conversation today and keep us focused on you, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pastor Bullock, I understand, is it correct that you grew up on a campground? You got to live on a campground in your youth?
That's correct. My father was a hospital administrator and resigned and took us three kids and the family to the country to live at a church youth camp to manage it, take care of it.
Wow, was that Camp Asabo?
No, that was Indian Creek Youth Camp in Kentucky, Tennessee conference. And from there, we moved to Kansas and actually built the camp there. We got there with no running water, no electricity. We built that from scratch. And my folks later went to Camp Asabo and was a manager there for about 15, 16 years.
And I do remember your father as camp director, probably the first time I ever went to Camp Asabo, he was the director.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Pastor Bullock, is you said your dad established the camp. That was like being a pioneer or something.
It was. We were way out in the boondocks. And 25 miles from any town and 2 miles just to go out and get our mail.
Wow. What was your best experience? What do you learn from that rustic pioneer living?
You know, we had to be adaptable. Anytime you work with the public and serving others, you learn a lot of great lessons on how to get along with people. And we just enjoyed it. It was the greatest gift my parents gave us kids.
Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful that he's serving the Lord, and you were blessed, and that brought you closer to the Lord. Tell us a little bit about you eventually became a pastor. How did that happen, and where have you served? And tell us a little about your experiences.
Well, ever since I was just a young preteen, I always felt the call that God wanted me to be a pastor. And so that just kind of worked out through the years as I, you know, went to school and studied. I never had a desire to go into any other line of work. As far as where I've been, I have been all over the country. My first ministry assignment was in Calais, Maine, farthest east you can go in the United States. And then I've been to California, to Utah, to Arkansas, and now in Michigan for the last 15, 16 years.
Praise the Lord, and thank you for your service.
It's been a blessing.
Pastor, you wrote the lead article. We're doing a series on the fruits of the Spirit, and you chose self-control. Why did you choose self-control?
All the fruits, the nine fruits listed in Galatians 5, 22, 23, are important. But if we don't have self-control, if we're controlled by things or others, we really can't be all the person God designed us to be. And that one just seems like a foundational fruit to start with.
You know, you started out your article, it's based on Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and self-control or temperance, says in the King James Version, you used a definition.
Yes.
The ability to control oneself, and particularly one's emotions and desires or expression of them in one's behavior, especially in difficult situations. What a powerful definition. And our society, many people, self-control is one of the items that they struggle with.
Oh, yes. I don't take any credit for that definition. The Oxford Dictionary provided that, and they did a good job in summarizing it.
So, what is the opposite of self-control?
Well, if I'm not controlling myself, then I'm allowing people or situations to control my thoughts, attitudes, or actions. And that's not very good.
In the public, it seems like... to use in the social media, I grew up and there was a comedian, and he had a character that he had on his variety show. It was called, his stage name was Flip Wilson, and the character that he portrayed, he'd always finish it with, "The devil made me do it." Did the devil make Flip Wilson do it?
The devil can't make anybody do anything unless they first yield their self-control to him. And that's true with other people as well.
Expand that we always have a choice. And in your article, there was one phrase that just jumped out at me, that self-control... is a sacred right to choose. Explain that. That grabbed me. I mean, it just arrested me. I was reading along in the article. Great. Yes, yes, yes. It's like, whoa, that's a pretty strong statement.
Well, Proverbs 25:23 is a fascinating verse to me. It says, "Whoever has no control over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls." And that's the importance of that self-control. If we don't have that, then we are open to any and every influence that comes in, And we know most of those influences in the world today are to destroy us, not to give us life and joy and peace.
You know, I'm just, as you're sharing this and I read the article, I got to thinking, how many people, what percentage of people, at least in our circles, in our culture, believe that somebody else, their behavior, and probably socially unacceptable behavior, was because of someone else? How prevalent do you perceive that? I perceive it quite prevalent.
I agree with you. When we don't hold on to that God-given gift of self-control, then we become victims. And that's the world we largely live in today. I'm a victim because of what someone else chose or did to me, instead of saying, I am what I am by the grace of God. And that's a Bible verse. And it's a powerful one. I am what I am by the grace of God, not because of what someone else decides to do to me.
What does this look like, and how do you apply this victimless attitude? I'm calling it victimless because you are not a victim. You're only a victim if you choose one side or the other. As I read your article, God doesn't have us to be victims. It almost implies, you didn't quite say that, but it almost seems like Satan thrives on the victim mentality. Does that make sense?
It does. We don't get to choose what happens to us in life, at least not all the time, but we alone choose how we respond to what happens to us. And that's key. We have two options. I can allow people or situations to determine my thoughts, attitudes, actions, or I can allow the power of God's word to determine them. I can take your opinion of me, or I can take God's opinion of me. That's my choice.
With that idea of choice, Life happens to you, us, good and bad, but we always, in every situation, have, if I'm understanding correctly, have the choice of how we're going to respond to that situation. Is that correct?
That's correct. No one can take that choice away from us. We have to yield it first.
You know, I can almost hear myself and others saying, but such and such did that, and that was bad enough that I'm a victim, it wasn't my choice, and that's the way I am. How do you help a person who has that mentality see themselves as God sees them, that they always have a choice, not in what happens to you, but how you respond to it?
You know, that's a difficult thing for many people to grasp. But God made each of us unique, and it is in Him that we live and move and have our being, not in others. To choose how I am going to respond to the negativity that comes my way is the key to success or failure in life. Our freedom of choice is a sacred gift that God gives, and He doesn't allow anyone to take that away. When I combine that in my own experience with what God tells us, Romans 8:28, and we know, not we hope, we know that in all things, God works together for the good of those who love Him. So if God has allowed it, it's because there's something He wants to accomplish in me that will make me a better person, a more sympathetic, understanding person, a more courageous person, whatever it is. And if I believe that and practice that self-control that comes from him to go down that path, how could I ever be a victim?
Pastor, I think that you're getting through to our listeners, some that have all their life seen themselves as victims of somebody else's action.
Mm-hmm.
How do they, now that they've heard that it's a sacred right to choose your reaction, how do they do it day in and day out, and especially if it's a learned habit of assigning the responsibility to somebody besides themselves?
Any habit begins with the first choice and continuing to make positive choices. It doesn't come overnight, and it's not easy. But God gives us that power. It's a very clear and powerful verse in Proverbs 25:28. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. That's my choice. If I have no walls and let other people break them down, or I break them down myself, I'm a victim to any and everything, but I don't have to live that way. With self-control, we can build those walls and live a healthy life instead of a victim life.
Amen. What I'm thinking is that if we turn our lives over to God and say, Lord, I can't do it, but I can follow your example and do what you would do, won't Jesus empower us to live and make these choices and taking responsibility for all of our actions?
Yes, and the Bible promises that God is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond what we could even ask or imagine if we just gave him permission to influence us instead of others to influence us.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Bullock. Pastor Bullock, listeners, wrote the cover article for the April Strong Tower Radio Ministry News. That is available on our website, strongtowerradio.org, under newsletter, or you can all access it with the str.fm, or get on the mailing list, go to the same website and sign up for and get it every month automatically. Pastor, thank you so much for providing such a clear, it's almost like a devotional thought that we can take with us anytime, anywhere, and that is self-control, and that with Jesus, we can take responsibility for our own actions.
That's right.
Thanks again. God bless.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Pastor Bullock is currently the pastor in the Upper Peninsula at the Escanaba Seventh-day Adventist Church and also the Riverside Church. I believe it is in Rapid River.
Yes.
Rapid River. So God bless you and thank you for your service, and send my greetings to your congregation.
Thank you, Tom. Keep up your good work.
Thank you, Pastor Bullock. We'll be back after this break. We'll be talking about natural remedies. There's a free seminar all day long with Linda Clark. You'll want to hear about that next. And then following that, in our last segment, will be another free Amen Dental, Optical, and Medical Clinic. It's part of a year-long series of about 10 clinics across the state of Michigan. You won't want to miss this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When you're taking a trip, it's important to stay on the right road and to follow the GPS or roadmap to be sure that you get to your destination. Likewise, on your trip to heaven, it is vital to follow the roadmap, the Bible, God's positioning system. To do that, stay with Strong Tower Radio as we uplift the Bible and proclaim God's character. If you'd like to help with this mission, go to our secure website, www.strongtowerradio.org, and click on the donate button. or call 231-468-2087. We thank you and may God bless you as we proclaim God's character together.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome back to Strong Tower Radio today. And this is our second segment. I wasn't with you with the first segment, but I'm with my co-host, Tom Majeure.
That's me.
And on the phone, we have Linda Clark and Linda and Eddie Clark. Linda Clark is the director and health educator of Fountain Valley Remedies. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. And Tom, the reason why we're doing this is because the 13th Seventh-day Adventist Church that I happen to go to here in Cadillac is going to have Linda and Eddie come and do an all-day seminar, which is called Natural Remedies for Good Health.
You know, Jelaine, I am really excited about this seminar. In fact, I'm looking at my calendar very closely and considering to come to attend it. I like one of the things they're talking about, how to do your own herbs. It's just like, I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah. We're so excited, Linda, that you guys are going to be here and helping, you know, people in our community learn more about natural remedies and how
That's
to do these
want.
Things.
That's Absolutely.
Right. And so you're going to tell us you know, a little bit more about what you're going to do here and like how long you've been doing natural remedies and everything.
Well, Linda, how did you get started? Everybody has a story, so please share with our listeners why this is so important to you.
It is important to me because, you know, it's not just something that we do. It's something we are. We've been doing it long enough, and it's been a part of now it's a part of who we are. We want to help people. And my life started pretty much getting into the natural remedies started with me being sick. I was not a willing participant at the time. I didn't want to get sick, but I developed a lump in my breast and a heart arrhythmia. And I also had incredible bad digestive issues. And so I just fell on the Lord and asked him to please show me what to do. And prior to this, I was a medical transcriptionist. I was doing very well doing that. I enjoyed the job, and I worked right from my home. And then I got severely ill. And I went through a bad divorce, went through so many health and emotional crises with a divorce. And just my life was just very upheaval, a lot of upheaval for a long period of time. And it took my immune system down, and that's why I developed a lump in my breast.
So how did you recover from these terrible situations?
Well, I fell on the Lord, asked him to please act as my great physician, and I did not want to go conventional medicine. I decided that I was going to heal my body from the inside out, and I was going to give it everything I could. I told the Lord, I can tell you this. I will do whatever you say. Just remember one thing. I'm hard-headed and I'm hard-hearing. So please speak to me. I am putting you back on the throne, and you are going to be my great physician. Please just don't turn me away. And so I felt like he just was like, hey, this is what I want to hear every time. This is what I want to do for you. Just work with me, and I will speak to you, and I'll help you. So I got that instruction from him. I got on a juice fast. At one point, I did a 42-day juice fast. I cleansed my body. I opened all those organs of elimination. All the poisons came out. I worked the 8 laws of health, which we'll talk more about the 8 laws of health in an upcoming seminar. But I got busy and cleaned up my body. And then I watched the miracles take place. And since then, that's why we do what we do. The Lord just took us a completely different direction than the direction I was on.
So you've had quite a bit of training then, too.
Well, I didn't at the time. Matter of fact, there were plenty of times when I went through my day thinking, Lord, show me because I don't know what I'm doing. And I just started cramming vegetables through my juicer. I didn't know what to put in there. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to detoxify. I didn't even know what organs of elimination were. But one of the things that I can tell you is that the Lord loved to be a teacher. When he walked on this earth, he was a wonderful teacher. And so he loves to teach today if we just come to him in humble faith, saying, Lord, I don't always know what I'm doing, and so, I'm just coming to show me.
So what did you learn, and what do you plan to share with your guests? Who, it's a free seminar at the 13th Street Seventh-day Adventist Church on Sunday, April the 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But what did you learn, and what are you going to share with our listeners who choose to attend the seminar on the 28th?
Well, we want to help people with how to eliminate pain naturally. That's a huge one. When I talk to people on the phone about their health, and I talk to people every single day about their health, we work to get off of drugs if we can. We want to help them get healthy naturally. And so that's one of the things we do, is how do we get our body healthy so that inflammation goes away? And but what natural remedies can we use for pain? We also teach people how to prepare their own little emergency medical chest, because that is so important. If people, natural remedies work best on one particular class of people, and that particular class of people are the people who use the remedies in a non-emergency situation. So they know how they work. They've had a certain amount of training, and therefore when they are in crisis, they grab the natural remedies and they see many miracles take place.
So now you're talking about natural remedies. Are you talking about, you know, herbs and tinctures?
Yes. Oh, yes, herbs and sometimes hydrotherapy. My husband and I have used hydrotherapy extensively. My husband, one morning he woke up. Let me give you an example. My husband woke up one morning, and he was very, he could hardly work himself away to the couch in the living room. He says, honey, I've got a pain in my, right over my heart on the left side. And I was immediately concerned. So the first thing I wanted to do was rule out anything to do with the heart. So I ran really quick and got a bottle of cayenne pepper, and I gave him a high dose of cayenne pepper. And after I gave him that, then I took his temperature to see if there's an infection anywhere in the body. And sure enough, his temperature, even though he had no symptoms the night before, that morning, here he had 102 temperature. So, but where is the infection? Where are the problems at in the body? I didn't know. But I still treated the body. I treated the body with echinacea. Anything that has to do with infection, I went for it. I gave him garlic, ginger, all of these things. And I made sure that he was just drowning in the natural remedies. And it was about a day of the temperature going from 102 down to 101, back up to 102. And finally, I knelt down by his bed and I said, Lord, I don't want to kill my husband. If he is not, if his fever has not broken by tomorrow morning, then I'm going to go ahead and take him into the emergency room. And so I went back into the room about an hour later, and he was in a full blown sweat. And so I took his temperature, and he had dropped from 102 down to 99. So I knew finally all those remedies, the hydrotherapy on his chest, I'd been doing all of that, his temperature, it had finally worked. And so that it was at that point that all of the infection in his left lung came up into his lungs, into his chest, and into his sinuses. And it was the worst cold I had ever seen in a person. And so he was able to get well from that then over the next week. But I read something that Dr. McDougall said sometime after that, and he said that sometimes when a person has pneumonia, the only symptom they have is fever, and they'll go to the emergency room, get treated for fever, and then go home and die. Well, my husband had pneumonia in this left lung, but we were able to treat it naturally without even knowing what it was.
Amen.
So there are some crazy things in this world, but natural remedies can be emergency herbs too. And that's what we want to do, is learn how to use emergency herbs.
Now, you were talking about hydrotherapy. So people understand, our listeners, that's using water, and it's hot and cold treatments. I know quite a bit about hydrotherapy because I do that. But
awesome.
People, that's when you say hydrotherapy, you're talking about using water and on the outside, the hot and cold, right?
Absolutely. Well, take, for instance, COVID. My husband and I was the director of Wellness Secrets, and right at the time when COVID first came along, and we learned a lot about COVID. But one of the miracles of hydrotherapy when it comes to COVID is that hot relaxes the muscles. Then the cold comes in and makes the muscles contract. And then you do this back and forth, and what do you have? You have a pump that basically pumps that fluid out of there. People do not need oxygen per se when it comes to healing from COVID. They need to just get the fluid out, and then they breathe normally. So when people would come to see us when they had COVID, sometimes their oxygen was in the 70s, and that is pretty low. It's very uncomfortable. So we immediately put them on the hydrotherapy machine, and we also gave them a good herbal regime. We gave them garlic. We nebulized, used a nebulizer with colloidal silver, and we put it all together, put all the remedies together, and we saw miracle after miracle after miracle. This is the way the body works, the way the Lord made the body, when we give it the right tools.
So you're saying a couple of things that people like colloidal silver. Some of our listeners probably have no idea what that is, thinking silver. And these are things that you're going to cover in this all-day seminar, the
Absolutely.
Natural things that people can use.
That's right. A lot of people think this seminar is information overload, but we give people a lot of good tools. We give people a lot of direction on where they can go, things that they can do, and it's a good start. Everybody needs a good start, and we want to help that.
Let me ask you a question. Are some of those in your book, The Exodus Road to Health and Healing?
I don't necessarily have a lot of remedies in there, but I do have the story of what I went through, and also I talk about how this relates to end time, the health of God's people, what we need to do, when we come into contact with plagues. All of these things that we need to be aware of are in the book.
So tell people if they'd like, because the book is really about your story, how you got sick and then how, you know, trying to get yourself well. Where can they find the book? And the title of the book is The Exodus Road to Health and Healing.
They can Google it and find it on Amazon. Also, the publisher of the book was actually Teach Services. And they can find it really anywhere. They might be able to find them used.
Okay. That is The Exodus Road to Health and Healing. And this is Linda Clark's book, talks about her getting sick, helping her to find her way back, getting well, using God's plan. Right, Tom?
That's right. And what I understand that at the seminar that will be at the 13th Street Seventh-day Adventist Church on April 28th, that you're going to have hands-on demonstrations one after another, things that some of our listeners, Jelaine's pointed out, you may not have ever heard of some of these things, and you're not only going to introduce them to them, to the people who attend, but they'll also get to experience it and watch how they work. It'll be more than head knowledge. It'll be visual and maybe a little hands-on.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want to teach the things that I wish I knew when I got sick. You know, the Lord taught me, but we want to help jumpstart people and get them further along with the things that I wish I knew when I had gotten sick.
So you and your husband have a health institute in West Frankfort, Illinois. That's where you're located, right?
That's right.
So that's about a 9-hour drive, because I've driven to West Frankfort before from Cadillac.
So what do you do at that at your health institute there?
Well, we have a cooking class. We have sessions where we have people come here who have serious issues, and we put them through a juicing program, a good food program. We give them recipes. We also give them treatments. We have a hydrotherapy, colon hydrotherapy, and we have a good herbal regime. We have sauna, whirlpool. We have a lot of good treatments that we can give people, massage. So it's a good center that the Lord has been so gracious to help us put in place for people.
So if anybody's interested in contacting you to find out more about this and maybe being able to attend there, how do they get a hold of you, Linda?
Yes, they can either contact me at linda@fountainvalleyremedies.com. We also have a website, fountainvalleyremedies.com. And then also my telephone number is 660-838-6667.
Would you repeat that phone number again?
Yes, it's 660-838-6667.
And I'm assuming the website, if anybody wants to go look up that, there's contact information there, your email and your phone number for them to contact you there, too.
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Yes.
And folks, this seminar, it's an all-day seminar from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and lunch is provided. The seminar is free, but you need to register if you want to get the info packet that will be available that day from Linda and Eddie. And if you want to have lunch, we need to make sure that, you know, we have enough information there and food for everyone. So you need to register. And that phone number is a local number. It is 231-429-6102. Again, it's going to be at the 13th Street Seventh-day Adventist Church. It's on the corner of 13th Street and 115. And to register, you can also email, which is rdgreenman@yahoo.com. And that's R as in Ron, and I'm assuming the D is his middle name. I don't know what it is. Greenman@yahoo.com. Or just call 231-429-6102. And you definitely, they really need to register so we have enough seating and all the information and the food for everyone to come. And I tell you what, folks, you are going to be educated and learn so much. It's just phenomenal.
We also give away a lot of free gifts, so nobody goes away empty-handed.
Well, that's wonderful. And so, and people can contact you directly if they want to. Now, if they want to register, though, they've got to call our number, which is 231-429-6102. Amen. But if anybody would like to talk to you personally, Linda, they call your number, which is 660-838-6667, or they can send you an email, which is linda@fountainvalleyremedies.com. Well, Tom, amen. I'm really excited about them coming here.
I am too.
Yes.
The main thing I want people to know is that their health, the Lord wants them to be healthy. He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health." It's the reason why we do what we do.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. And in our next segment will be a free health clinic that will also be in Cadillac, Michigan. It'll be on a different date. It'll be the first Sunday of April. So you want to learn about that from the health director of the Cadillac Amen Dental, Optical, and Medical Clinic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
we're back with Strong Tower Radio. This is the April theme edition. We talked to Pastor Dick Bullock in the first section. What a wonderful program. The article that he wrote for the Strong Tower Radio Ministry News on self-control and also about temperance or And then we went to Linda Clark. Linda Clark has a health clinic, a natural remedies health clinic, and she's coming to the Cadillac area to the 13th Street. And one thing we want to add is she also has a program on 3ABN that is carried and broadcast on Strong Tower Radio on Thursday afternoons at 4:15 p.m. So you'll want to listen to Linda's program and also sign up for that wonderful Natural Remedies seminar that will be coming up here on April 28th. In the studio with me today, I have Kara Brinzio. Welcome, Kara.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Kara, you have a very important role here in coming up very, very soon.
Yes, thank you. We are going to be having a free medical and dental clinic in our community of Cadillac very shortly.
And that's really exciting, Kara. This is part of a 10-stop tour, whatever you want to call it, throughout the Michigan. They had one last November, I believe, in Berrien Springs, Michigan. They most recently had one in Detroit. Wonderful stories that came out of that. Pastor Benson shared some of those with some of the people that we heard in wonderful clinic. And we're up next here in Cadillac, Michigan.
Yes, we're very happy that we have partnered with Amen to bring on these clinics, including the one here in Cadillac.
You know, Kara, we have listeners who tune in and out, and they don't catch every single program. We've done an interview with Dr. Johnny Chin, and he is the president of Amen. And we did that last summer, and that was looking forward before all these things were put in place. It was just at the impetus when the Michigan Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, along with local congregations and Amen, wanted to do something. Many times there are large clinics in large metropolitan areas, but this is a different concept of bringing it across to all communities, small, large. Cadillac is a small community.
Yes, Cadillac is not very large, but you know, we have done clinics similar to this in the past before COVID, and they were very successful. Because of COVID, the situation changed, and we were looking for somebody else to partner with us. And we're very happy that the Michigan Conference has agreed to partner with Amen, who are now partnering with us so we can offer these clinics again.
That's right. Now, this clinic is coming up very, very soon. In fact, we're broadcasting some Monday and Tuesday or Wednesday, and it's coming up on April 7th, just right around the corner. So listeners, this is not something that's far away that you put on your calendar and then think about it later. It's like now you plan and make your plans to be in Cadillac for the free dental,
vision, and basic medical clinic.
And why did you choose these? Now, Cadillac, the Cadillac Seventh-day Adventist Church and the area Seventh-day Adventist churches have a tradition, which you alluded to earlier, of putting on free dental clinics. Why do your husband is a dentist?
Yes, so, he is.
So why is dental? In years past, I always thought medical. Oh, that's the main thing that we all need, and dental is kind of, well, an afterthought or
yes.
Optical. Why is this, and why is there such a draw to dental as well as optical?
Yes. You know, Tom, I am a physician as well, and there's always medical needs. But what we do find is that there often is more coverage for medical needs. It gets maybe more priority. There's more availability of maybe lower income clinics, free clinics, or just more insurance, including Medicaid, to serve more of the underserved population.
On the medical side.
On the medical side. However, that does not always trickle down to dental. Often there's gaps in dental coverage. It's not fully insured the same way as medical coverage for many, many people. And so our clinic is to serve the underinsured, the non-insured. It's free for everybody. We're not going to be checking pay stubs or W-2s. Anyone can come and be part of being served at the clinic. However, our focus is on those who know financially that they really need additional help for medical, vision, and basic medical services.
Could I add one other thing? Is I heard that you don't check their status of citizenship. That is very, very important.
Correct.
Too, because what we're talking about here, if I understand correctly, we're talking about gaps in service.
Yes.
And so with people who are having the financial difficulties, maybe their citizenship is even at question.
Correct. Yes. No, we are not going to be checking any of that kind of paperwork. We truly just want to serve those who desire to be served.
So, Kara, can you tell me what this clinic is going to look like? Every clinic has its own unique flavor or character, and I assume that's because both the guests or the clients, the patients, and also the providers of the community.
Yeah, so the clinic is going to be starting quite early in the morning on April 7th. So if you're interested in coming, we will be starting registration at 7 a.m. The clinic will be held at the Northview Adventist School. For those that are from the Cadillac community, they would know that that school is on Carmel Street, just down the hill from the Adventist Church.
And that's on Division Street, which is one of the highest traffic streets into Cadillac, as well as Mitchell. And so everybody joins there. Is this by reservations or otherwise?
It is first come, first serve. And so I do want to say we want people to come. And I've had people already emailing, calling me, asking questions. And that's wonderful because I've been hearing from people in many different areas. So the message is getting out about this free clinic. However, there is no guarantee of service because we have a limited amount of providers. So if you really do want this service, it probably is important to get in line fairly early.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit. This is one of a series of programs that Strong Tower Radio has been fully supporting of the Amen Clinics. Like I mentioned that we did an interview last summer. So this has been on the horizon, and we helped out with the Detroit Clinic, and I heard very good things about the Detroit Clinic. What is this clinic? Do you want to arrive there early? You go through registration. That starts at 7 o'clock.
Yes, we'll have a greeter there, somebody with hospitality to greet you at the door to help direct you so that there's no confusion. They will bring you into the registration process where there will be some brief form to fill out. Again, nothing about income or citizenship status. And then from there, people will make a decision whether they would like to receive dental services or vision services. We will be offering prescription eyeglasses for free, which is super exciting, as well as basic dental services, which would include fillings, extractions, cleanings. And both, either if you join vision or if you join dental, basic medical services are available for everybody, which would be basic screenings.
And so you will get a choice between optical and dental.
Yes.
But you'll also get screening and health service. And some of those are even maybe the word profile is not a politically acceptable word, but you'll get an idea of what your health is.
Yes.
Health screening.
Correct.
And stuff. Yeah.
For common but important things like hypertension, diabetes.
Now, from past clinics, people have gone through this health screening process. Has good things happened or surprising things happened in those health screenings?
You know, I have always helped in the dental department with my husband.
I think you were drafted.
I was drafted as a chairside assistant, which was very interesting for me.
Well, you get to work side by side and you get to experience his experience.
Yes, I did. So this will be actually the first clinic where I will be helping out more in the medical side of the clinic.
Well, you know, let me just, I've helped out in a few clinics myself. And so that was a little bit of a leading question.
Good.
But literally, it's been surprising. There's been times where people were in medical crisis. They had no idea of their blood pressure and such. And there's been stories or incidences where people have literally had their life saved because of this screening. They just happened to be at the right place in the right time, and they caught a silent killer like, you know, stroke and so
beautiful.
On and, so forth.
And that is the point of the clinic, is to be helpful in the area of medical health and dental health.
So let's just talk about the experience. As soon as you enter you have a parking lot. You're going to have people to help with the parking. Now, the school is a school. It has six classrooms, roughly. And when do they first meet the registration process? Is it near the front of the entrance, or do they have to enter the gymnasium at the end of the long hall?
There is a room towards the back of the school. It's kind of an all-purpose cafeteria room, and they will be coming in there for registration.
Okay.
And then
that's kind of on the side of the building?
It is on the side of the building.
That's kind of on the south side towards the church.
Yes.
That's on Division Avenue. Okay.
Yes, and that's where they
will
be entering.
I'm glad I asked. I would have come to the wrong door.
Well, there will be people there to help direct and people to help direct for parking as well. So they will be coming in there through that door. And then from there, the basic medical services will be available. The gymnasium will be largely set up for the dental services. And then we will be also having another room of the school that will have the optometry vision services. And we are currently working on possibly offering a few other auxiliary services, maybe some physical therapy or chairside massage. Those things are to be determined.
So it sounds like you've got a reason to come for the dental services, for the optical services, and you'll also the medical screening. But there'll be a few benefits that you went home and said, wow, it was more than what I expected.
That's what we hope. We hope that it's a really nice experience. I would encourage people, though, it can be a long day, especially for the people that have to wait for their service. So I do encourage you, if you're taking any medications, make sure you bring them with you. You may also want to bring water, liquid of other forms, snacks.
A book to read or
something? Yes, a book, maybe some music to listen to quietly.
Very good. Now, you said this is a free clinic. How can you give anything or free? Everything costs money. How do you do it, Kara?
Well, I have a lovely church community that are helping, and we also have a very nice Michigan conference that is also helping to subsidize. So you're right. It's not free. But as a church community, we really value helping serve our community, and we are willing to help fund this.
And you have the church who is literally at 10,000 or more, a whole lot more. Free is not necessarily free to everybody. It's to the sponsors. It's not free. But also, with all that, without the volunteer providers, it wouldn't happen either.
It wouldn't happen. We, in past clinics, it's been thousands and thousands of dollars of services that have been provided free. And that has been possible through donations, but donations of time. It's amazing that so many people already are registered to volunteer to help out at this clinic. They are giving up a valuable Sunday. We recognize that people are busy in today's world, but what a lovely thing to be mission-minded, even in our community.
Well, Kara, I think about those providers, these dentists and the optricians and the medical people. This is just another day of work.
It is.
I mean, really, you're doing this 4 or 5 or more days a week, and then you do that on the weekend, then you get to go back to work another 4 or 5 days.
Yes.
But is this work for the volunteers a different type of work? Is there something about the service side? Isn't there something when you're doing something and you know you're doing it totally for the interest of the person you're serving? There is something special about that.
Yes, I agree. I think that, you know, altruism in many forms can give kind of a dopamine rush, you know.
A healthy dopamine.
A healthy dopamine rush.
And it's legal.
And I think it's God ordained.
Yes.
I think that when we serve others, we are actually the ones that probably get the biggest blessing.
You know, I felt in two instances there that what God wants to happen, he gives a special blessing to those who give.
Yes.
The other thing that comes to mind, I was working on a mission trip, maybe one that you've been to in Mexico also, and I was hot and I was doing the hardest work in the sun,
yes,
passing concrete blocks, and I said, you know what, I'm the happiest I am than when I'm back at my day job back home.
Yes. I you know, Tom, my husband and I, we had been talking for many years about taking our children on a mission trip. And we have 4 children. And this last Christmas, over Christmas, we were able to go to Cuba. And we were able to build churches there. And it was just what you said. It was hot. It was sweaty. It was actually really hard. I'm not a physical laborer. So it was a lot for me. And yet, all my kids said they would forfeit another Christmas easily to go on a mission trip and serve again. And this is another way we think of missions as being foreign. It doesn't have to be foreign. It can be mission service right in our own community. And I'm very pleased to serve my community this way. I'm pleased to be an example for my children to serve this way and just to be the hands of God.
Amen. So tell our listeners one more time what the Amen Cadillac Clinic is all about.
Yeah, so our Amen Cadillac Clinic is offering free medical and dental and optical care. It's basic medical, dental care that some people are not able to get other places, and free prescription glasses and eye health screenings. And we're offering it on April 7.
That's a Sunday.
That's a Sunday, correct. And it will be starting registration at 7 in the morning. It is first come, first serve. So I wish we would be able to serve everyone for all their needs, but we are sure excited to be able to serve as many as we possibly can.
And what is the address of the Cadillac Free, Amen Free Dental, Optical, and Medical Clinic?
The address is 202 North Carmel Street, and that's Cadillac.
And it's one block north of the Cadillac Seventh-day Adventist Church. They've called it the Church on the Hill. So at the top of the hill there is the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It's got a LED sign there. You can't miss it. You want to turn north on that, and it's just down the hill to the school for the free Amen Dental, Optical, and Medical Clinic. Well, Dr. Kara, thanks so much for being a part of Strong Tower Radio today, and we wish you well on the free clinic you're holding on Sunday, April 7th.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, listeners, it's been a blessing. We're so glad you joined us today, and I'm your host, Tom Mazur. Until next time, God bless. Bye now.